You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I'm sharing my earpiece with Sandy, so we're having a great time up here in Gainesville. Sandy, I hope you're enjoying the show. Hey, we're on with Tom Brinkman. Tom is the general manager of Audi in Gainesville, but he's so much more. I want to bring Tom on, and I want to start by thanking Tom. I want to thank you so much for your service to our country and everything else, and I'm sure that your understanding of jet engines really helps at the Audi store. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hi, thanks, Jim. I'm not sure if the jet engine experience helps, but I guess the need for speed and high quality products that kind of brought me from
sure.
the jet engines to this.
Oh yeah, I love it. I drove the Audi A7. I had flex wheels, and I drove the Audi A7. My gosh, what an experience! What's going on with Audi? I mean, it's just expanding. It's faking out the top end. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on with Audi this year.
Well, we opened the store last year in February, and it was just in time to see all the new Audi products come off the line. And we get new Audi products almost by the month. It started out, we were just in time for the Q5, the Q7, and the Q5 is the biggest selling Audi in North America. And the brand has just been growing, you know, by the minute. This year, we're going to be followed up with the new A6, A7, and A8, and the Q8 are all coming, plus the exciting e-tron, which is not the A3 e-tron. It's the real e-tron. It is a full electric car, and they are taking a shot at Tesla, a good shot. It'll have over a 200-mile range and a recharge time of less than 30 minutes to get 80% charge. So real exciting car.
Wow, that's terrific. And I want you to know I'm sharing my headset with, I'll just have to say, a leading financial institution advocate. And she's loving what you're saying. I'm sure she probably has an Audi too. Oh, I'm getting the nod. Okay, so see, she does. She does. So I got a fan for you right here. You want to ask Tom a question? Nah, she's just laughing. She's going to think of a good one, and we'll ask Tom. I'm with Sandy Hostetler, the lady that's on next, Tom. So now, tell me a little bit about what's coming up at the Audi store here in Gainesville. I know you do some great stuff here for the community, but there's something real special in October, and you do something extra special to support it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. What we did was we wanted to come up with something different here in the store, and I was happy that Warren, Larry, and Eric, the owners, embraced the thought. And basically, you know, golf dealerships will have or car dealerships will have a lot of golf tournaments and those types of things. And what we thought we would do is, since Audi is a Bavarian or a German brand, we thought it would be fitting to do something special to make us more approachable and bring a big crowd to the store. And we do an annual Oktoberfest, and what better way to do it than to partner up with a very great charity that can provide a lot of support. They come out with about 30 people. It's the Ronald McDonald House of North Central Florida. And we've already got such a big following. We've got over 1,000 people saying they're interested or coming. And we plan to raise over $10,000 on September 29th here at the store. We will have approximately 1,000 people come through here that day. We've got valet parking. And what makes it special, Jim, is that, you know, there's a lot of Oktoberfests. And I spent so many years in Germany that I'm obviously a big fan of it,
sure.
that I wanted to make it special. Because a lot of these Oktoberfests, they really, you know, the people here in the United States don't all know what it is and what it's about and how to do it. So we fly the band in from Munich, Germany. It's the real deal. Lederhosen and all. We've got the local brewery here, the Swamphead Brewery. They brew a beer for us. It's called Oktoberfest. And yes, it's spelled with a K. They started last year. It's a milder version of some of the other beers they brew, so it's very good. And they actually helped the charity as well by sponsoring 10 kegs for the event.
Wow.
Help them get
great.
All the proceeds. But
great.
Last year was the first year we had 600 people come through, so we're confident we'll have over 1,000. And to help us is the Gators are playing away at Mississippi, And we will have the live feed of the game here on a big LED screen for those Gators, you know, so they can come out and enjoy themselves as well. And, you know, I know I talk a lot, but I also want to mention.
Oh, no, you did great. You're talking about beautiful stuff. I would interrupt you, Tom. Now, Tom, let me ask you this. How do you feel deep inside your heart when you give the check to Ronald McDonald House?
Well, what makes it special to me is that I can have Warren and Larry and Eric give them the check and stand by. And that's really exciting thing. They're such good people. You can't imagine how nice it is to work with them.
Oh, yes, I can. I love those guys. They helped me when my wife needed a kidney transplant. Larry, Warren, Robert reached out to the National Kidney Foundation. Larry and Warren went out of their way in many different ways. The love that those people, when I talk about the Warren Henry family, it's just not BS. It's the real deal. And I think you agree with that, Tom.
100%. It's great. They give me a free rein to do these types of events up here. And it involves family. It's not just about selling cars. As I said, we want to be approachable and we want people to come out and have a good time. And we'll have bounce houses for the kids, and you know, so everyone can enjoy themselves, and they've got something to do. And human foosball, there's a lot going on September 29th.
Well, it sounds like a great event. I'm gonna you could send me a specific email about the event that I could forward to my friends that are up here in Gainesville and UF, and I could turn a few more people out for you. But it's exciting. I look forward to coming out to the store sometime soon and shaking your hand. I don't know if I'll get the chance to do it on this trip, but I'll be coming back soon because I really, really, really do enjoy being a member of the Warren Henry family. And while we've only met that one time at the Lamborghini store, Tom, it sounds to me like you and I, we are both members of that Warren Henry family.
Yes, we are.
All right, Tom. Listen, one more time, what day is it and where can people come out and find the store?
September 29th, we'll begin at 10 a.m. and go all day. And our store is located at 1920 North Main Street here in Gainesville.
Well, I think I could remember 1920 North Main Street. I may even be able to get there since I'm staying at University in 13th. Hey, Tom, listen, I really want to thank you so much for being on the show and telling us about the beautiful event you guys are running and about all the new hot Audis that are coming out this year. Looking forward to having you on the show again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Jim, for taking us as Warren Henry and Audi Gainesville and putting us on your show. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You guys are wonderful partners. We're glad to have you. We've had a many-year partnership with the Warren Henry family. And, in fact, we're going to toss it to Wanda. Wanda's going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and talk about the Warren Henry Auto Group. So thanks again, Tom. Looking forward to meeting you real soon up at the store.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wanda, it's all yours.